reading passage. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. His dream was to help Black Americans gain social equality with white Americans. King was born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1929, and he experienced firsthand the discrimination that was all too common in the first half of the 20th century. Black and white Americans were then divided by racial segregation based on the idea of separate but equal facilities for the races. This meant that blacks had to sit in the backs of buses, use separate bathrooms and water fountains from whites, and attend separate schools. King started his working career as a preacher at a church in Montgomery, Alabama, in the 1950s. This was at a time when blacks in Montgomery were getting very tired of racial discrimination. King was inspired by thinkers like Henry David Thoreau and Mahatma Gandhi, both of whom believed in civil disobedience, which means that citizens have the right to refuse to obey laws that are clearly immoral. In the 1950s and 1960s, many blacks were willing to be arrested and go to jail as a form of nonviolent civil disobedience against racist laws. King went to jail many times himself. The first time, he was arrested for urging blacks to boycott the buses in Montgomery. The bus company not only demanded that blacks sit in the back of its buses, but also that they stand up if a white person needed a seat. As a result of King's boycott, the American Supreme Court ruled that such racist practices were unconstitutional, and segregation was successfully ended on Montgomery's buses. After this, King became the most important black leader in America. He had to quit his preaching job to work as head of the SCLC and led a series of peaceful marches to stop segregation in businesses in the city of Birmingham, Alabama. Many white and black college students joined these marches, and later children also took part. President John F. Kennedy openly supported King's civil rights movement. The most famous event in King's life occurred in August 1963, when he led a march of 250,000 whites and blacks in Washington, D.C. The march ended at the Lincoln Memorial, where King delivered his famous "I Have a Dream" speech. In this speech, King spoke of his dream of a new America. More than anyone else, King helped end segregation in the USA. In 1964, in recognition of his nonviolent protests against segregation, King was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in Norway. Not too long afterwards, in 1968, King was assassinated in Tennessee at the age of 39. His dream, however, lives on.